July 28, 1 Kings 19, 8 to 18. Elijah's needed today. Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. 1 Kings 19, 18. Elijah had thought that he alone in Israel was a worshiper of the true God. But he who reads the hearts of all revealed to the prophet that there were many others who, through the long years of apostasy, had remained true to him. From Elijah's experience during those days of discouragement and apparent defeat, there were many lessons to be drawn, lessons invaluable to the servants of God in this age, marked as it is by general departure from right. The apostasy prevailing today is similar to that which in the prophet's day overspread Israel. In the exaltation of the human above the divine, in the praise of popular leaders, in the worship of mammon, and in the placing of the teachings of science above the truths of revelation, multitudes today are following after Baal. Doubt and unbelief are exercising their baleful influence over mind and heart, and many are substituting for the oracles of God the theories of men. It is publicly taught that we have reached a time when human reason should be exalted above the teachings of the Word. The law of God, the divine standard of righteousness, is declared to be of no effect. The enemy of all truth is working with deceptive power to cause men and women to place human institutions where God should be, and to forget that which was ordained for the happiness and salvation of mankind. Yet this apostasy, widespread as it has come to be, is not universal. Not all in the world are lawless and sinful. Not all have taken sides with the enemy. God has many who are hoping against hope that Jesus will come soon to end the reign of sin and death. These need the personal help of those who have learned to know God and the power of His Word. As those who have an understanding of Bible truth try to seek out the men and women who are longing for light, angels of God will attend them. Many will cease to pay homage to man-made institutions and will take their stand fearlessly on the side of God and His law.